RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In an effort to remain a leading specialist in pediatric rehabilitation, Children's Healthcare in Atlanta is the first pediatric hospital in the United States to offer patients enhanced neurorehabilitation services through the use of the Exobionics patented technology, the exoskeleton. My guest today is Dr. Joshua Vova. He is the medical director of rehabilitation services at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Dr. Vova. So tell us a little bit about the exoskeleton. What exactly is it, and what types of children is this expected to help?
Okay, well, the best way to describe the exoskeleton, it basically looks like a backpack with extensions that go down the lateral side of the legs. So it looks a lot like the device in The Edge of Tomorrow that Tom Cruise wore, except without the arm guns.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But it provides a full assistance for the patient to stand up and walk over the ground in a typical reciprocal gait pattern. And the way that it works is that the walking is achieved by weight shifts, and those weight shifts activate sensors and initiate the steps.
It's a really robotic kind of looking thing. And if you see it, I mean, it's an amazing bit of technology, truly. And what are you looking, because when I've done shows about this, Dr. Vova, it's been for paraplegia or quadriplegia, something, or wheelchair bound from one reason or another. So what are you looking to use it for?
We actually use it as a function of our whole rehabilitation program, so not just necessarily for the spinal cord injuries, but also for other children that have movement issues. So we also use it for cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries. The EXO in particular is a piece of equipment that we like because it actually also has a variable assist function, so it allows the therapist to adjust the amount of power and support that the patient is using, as well so that they can also activate their own movements. So they're not just moving passively in the EXO, they also can activate it. Almost kind of like if you're going to the gym and they're using a pull-up and trying to do pull-ups, but you can't do them all the way, you can use that counterweight to kind of help you adjust. So by using the exoskeleton, we can work on both patterned activity and non-patterned activity.
So, Dr. Vova, I'm an exercise physiologist, and So when you talk about those things and weights, and, you know, I totally understand that. How long can a child use this exoskeleton? Will it help, do you think? As you say, you can gradual progress or gradate the amount of resistance and the amount that they actually have to do themselves. So how long do you think they can use this for? Is it something that will grow with a child?
Well, when we're using the exoskeleton, it's a complement to the therapy, so it's not a sole therapeutic device. So when we're using the exo, it's used in conjunction with other therapies as a trainer. Just as if you were going to, you know, practice tennis, you know, there's a series of drills you're going to do before you actually play the game. And so this kind of fits into one of those drills as opposed to the sole therapeutic prescription for the child.
And do you see that this can be something that, as it's a therapeutic use and can help with all of these, you know, various conditions that the children have, that it will make them stronger and then they can not use it as much? Are we looking towards that for cerebral palsy or brain injury?
Well, you know, so a lot, again, when we're using this device, what we're really working on, again, is getting more of those patterned activities and allowing the child to use more of their own strength in developing these patterned activities. Then we take them from the EXO and then use other pieces of equipment or other therapeutic techniques. Typically, when we're using the EXO, it's a complement to therapy, and it's a short burst with an intense therapy regimen before they go back to traditional therapy.
What do the kids think of it?
They absolutely love it. You know, there are other robotic devices that are out there on the market, and a lot of them have come up with video games and other techniques in order to motivate the child to put effort and to work within those devices. But I think, you know, in using the EXO over the past several weeks, actually learned that the best motivator is actually walking. So there's a lot more motivation than playing a video game with these children, as we can have them walk down the hallway and walk in the hospital. So just seeing, getting and walking in the hospital, it really allows the children to put more effort than we have just staying in the gym.
Well, that's another thing I was going to ask you about, because I think that one of the more important parts is for walking. Is this something the kids are allowed to use outside of your therapy sessions? Can it be something that they could possibly use to get them out walking around on their normal life?
Well, the EXO itself is particularly a rehabilitation piece of equipment. It's not necessarily a home use piece of equipment like a wheelchair. There are other devices that do that, or in the process of being FDA approved for that. But this particular device is more in terms of helping therapeutically regain function. So it's not like a wheelchair replacement.
And I would imagine that these kids who have been in a wheelchair and get up for the first time with this kind of thing, that that must be very rewarding for you as a physician and a physiatrist to see these children get up and walk.
You know, we were talking about that not too long ago. I would just love to have, like, before and after pictures of children's faces when they get to stand up again for the first time. The huge smiles and looks of and expressions that they have on their face when they stand up for the first time is rewarding in itself.
Well, I'm sure that that's true. So what other technologically assisted therapies do Children's Center for Advanced Technology and Robotic Rehabilitation provide?
Well, we use a large variety of pieces of equipment. So what we do is there are different categories of robotics, exoskeletons, other things called end effector devices, body weight supported treadmill training, anti-gravity systems, functional electrical stimulation systems. And so we use a lot of these different pieces of equipment in order to, again, work on both patterned and non-patterned activity, which is very important in when we want to do something along the principles of something that's known as activity-based restorative therapy.
How exciting is it for you, Dr. Vova, to be able to say that you're the first pediatric setting that's using this very, very wonderful piece of technology?
For us, I think it's rewarding to have a hospital that was very supportive in allowing us to, you know, have a vision and put that vision into actuality. So I'm very thrilled, and the reactions that we're getting from the patients are phenomenal. You know, we've had patients who've had traumatic brain injuries and are several years out who've just hit stagnant points in their therapy and all of a sudden are regaining hand function or leg function that they did not have before, and we're finding that these this function is sustained over several months. So it's not like when they stop the therapy, they lose their function and they go back to the same degree of difficulty that they were having before. We are finding that the results are sustained.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating. So many exciting things are happening around the country in various, you know, medical ways. And that's what we're here for at Radio MD, to tell you about these things. And the exoskeleton is certainly one of them, to help kids and adults with brain injury, stroke recovery, spinal cord injury, so many others. And if you look it up online, you see the picture of this thing. And it is absolutely something right out of a movie, and so exciting. And really, the technology is mind-blowing. So that's really something to give hope for people that want to get up and walk and use it as a therapeutic modality to help strengthen the muscles of the spine and the legs, and, you know, really great for self-esteem and strength, all of it. You're listening to Radio MD, the show's Health Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Thanks for listening, and stay well.